Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Politibabble Newscast. I'm Brisha Shaw, and as always, I'm joined by
Archibald Elliot,
Sam Rowe.
Ba-da-ba!
Hooray!
Yes.
Hello, we're back. Despite our best efforts, we're back.
And if you haven't caught the Politibabble breaking it down, you can check it out.
Yes.
It's the previous one just published. It should just be published just before this.
It's on constitutions,
yes.
If that sort of thing tickles your fancy.
Being those very constitutional people.
Yeah. Yes, always and forever.
Exactly.
Do we have a Politibabble constitution?
Maybe.
Yes.
Write in if you have any suggestions.
Do you not know we do actually have one? You know?
It's uncodified, don't you know?
Uncodified, of course.
All in Archie's head, perhaps?
Yes.
Maybe.
This whole podcast is in Archie's head.
Scrawled desperately on his bedroom wall, possibly in someone's blood.
Yes.
We don't judge that, Sam. So a lot has happened.
I'm not a serial killer.
A lot has happened within the past week. The US election has been called.
I know. It's quite shocking.
Yeah.
It took that long, actually.
It took that long, yes. And that it's still such a
disputed,
contentious issue.
And we're all in agreement here, as with the international media, that Joe Biden is the president-elect of the United States of America.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement he won.
That does tend to happen when you win more votes, but we move.
That's how counting works. That is pretty...
See, the thing is, Archie, what you've got to understand is I just think some numbers aren't real. That's what I'm weighing in with here. Some
two
of them...
2279 real number.
I mean,
no.
To be fair, we shouldn't be surprised.
Baseball.
Words haven't meant anything to the Trump campaign. Why should numbers?
Exactly.
Honestly, it's on us for presuming.
And they can be hypocrites at the same time.
Yeah. Why do we
like
care?
Not believing the sexual assault allegations, but believing the voter fraud?
Yeah, I know. And also, they only want to contest in states they lost in. Surprise.
Yes.
And 3 years ago, he called out Hillary Clinton for not conceding. What was the word again? Honourably. And Mr. Trump's definitely following that there. I'm no giant supporter of Joe Biden.
Neither am I.
Less of a supporter of him than I'm a supporter of Trump, which I'm not a supporter of either. But he is obviously undoubtedly the one.
And I think that's what's crucial, because I personally dislike them both, but if I had to pick, gun to my head, I'd pick Joe Biden. Archie probably wouldn't. Archie would pick Trump. But
I would not pick Trump, I'll just keep that there. Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, right, my apologies. But the point
is,
Archie, despite his political beliefs, has accepted a democratic result, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It's the honourable thing for anyone to do. They see an election result, it's clear cut.
Yeah, it's...
Obviously, if there is substantial evidence, which I think I'm definitely yet to be presented with some, unless you guys have found some substantial evidence.
Politibabble newscasts have not found any so far.
Our agents in the field have been unable to ascertain.
Our research and news correspondents scurrying away in the back haven't actually found anything.
It's just Philip, like...
checking the Four Seasons, having a look around.
And it's a lovely hotel.
Yeah.
If you're not sure what we're referring to, the Trump campaign with Rudy Giuliani... Is it Giuliani?
Giuliani.
Hosted a press conference in the Four Seasons... Four Seasons. And then they clarified it was the Four Seasons... gardening centre, not the Four Seasons hotel as you would expect.
You know why they went to a garden centre? Because they're digging up the truth. That's why.
I like that analogy there. We're not just
that's
dissing.
Not real. Please don't tell me that's real.
Do you know what? I'm not sure, but I think it might be. Don't quote me.
We're not trying to diss the Trump campaign.
That's not real.
But the facts do quite severely say what's happened. This is exactly what we're giving. Interestingly, that garden centre, which then hosted it, have been cashing in on, like, let's make gardening great. They've been cashing on all of the Trump with a gardening twist.
Dig up the truth with my trusty, shovel or whatever.
With my MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Secateurs can stop voter fraud.
Four more years on a spade.
Four more years for my tomato plants to grow.
I know.
It's quite remarkable.
Four more years for my oranges to grow.
Yeah.
Orange Man might Orange be Man. Them. Orange Man is the colloquial term for Donald Trump, the current 45th president of the United States.
Also known as DT.
Yeah.
DT. To his friends.
Or Trump.
The big TD. The big
just
DD.
Just Trump.
The big
yeah.
DT. There we go.
But on some happier COVID-related news, which is usually quite sad, there's
yeah.
a good possibility of a COVID vaccine. It's 90%
hey.
Effective
yes.
in the trials which are undertaken, I think yet to go under clinical approval, but that regulatory approval is all underway.
Yeah.
And looks pretty promising as so
thus
so
far.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, regardless of the kind of whether you agree with the process they've gone about coming up, you know, coming up with it, with the government's actions, it is a good sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a definitive cure. Don't go, you know, running out thinking that you're totally safe, but it is a good sign that maybe we're on the way to somewhere
yeah.
good.
And Boris Johnson can remove from getting Brexit done in order to get COVID done.
Get COVID done yes. sounds like he's trying to kill everyone with COVID.
Wouldn't
just
surprise
putting,
me with that man.
But hey, there'd be good and bad parts to that, so what can we say? As for getting Brexit done, well,
it's
that's
not getting done.
Actually, no, Brexit has been completed.
Brexit
the
is in
period.
We're in the transition
underway,
period.
Now.
Yeah.
To the 31st of
yes.
December, then we have officially left all ties with the EU, except we don't have a trade deal yet, which is the slightly unnerving thing about it.
But you know what? I think if there's anything we should take away from modern history, it's that trade between nations is basically unimportant.
Yeah,
I think that's what we've. That's
because
what we've
World
learned.
Trade Organization
we don't need trade.
We're allowed to trade regardless. There's just tariffs added into
yeah.
that.
So. I was being sarcastic. International trade is very important.
Oh, of course.
Just in case anyone didn't pick up on it.
With the rise of globalization, which will be probably covered in another breaking
yeah.
it down, because
which is
yeah.
inevitable.
A key concepts
yeah.
that we face nowadays.
Sorry to all your
yes.
brave folks out there fighting the globalists, but it's. Kind of already happened.
Yeah. But speaking of the globe,
oh,
the Welsh Board exams
oh,
have been cancelled.
Never mind.
Could have been perfect.
Could have been perfect
it's
for what?
It's just like a. Anyway.
Welsh Board exams have been cancelled, yeah.
Yes. So.
That doesn't affect anyone in this room because it's for A levels and we're currently at AS level.
It
does
it
actually
AS at levels and GCSEs
yeah.
does it?
From the Welsh
yeah.
qualification WJC.
No DT exam
because
for
I
me,
don't have any...
I'm not affected
yeah.
at all by
Neither
this.
I am.
Oh, what are you?
DT.
Right.
Ah,
okay.
Yes.
So are you just getting predicted?
I think I had DT today, but Miss wasn't in. But I think we don't do the exam, so it's just based on coursework. That's what
it's based on teacher assessment.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
similar to what
because,
they did previously.
Yeah. But because DT is like 50-50, I think it will probably just be based on what we make. That's what
yeah.
Sir said.
That'll be your teacher
be.
Assessment for it.
Yeah.
But it's quite interesting because it's less so subjective than the summer one, because the teachers will set an assessment, which will be more there's evidence to go on. Because for ours and our GCSEs, which were cancelled. They didn't really expect them to be cancelled, so we didn't have the sufficient evidence.
Yeah,
I do feel bad, because I think the science... I know the maths exam was last week for Welsh... I think it was Welsh Board anyway.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for the people who sat that, the Year 11s, and I think maybe Year 10s. I'm not quite sure if Year 10s do it a little
here,
early.
We're not in Wales, we're in the Isle of Man, but we use Cambridge International... And
oh,
the
yeah,
Welsh board.
We basically use all
board.
We nick the ones that we like the most.
Yeah, the easiest
ones.
Yeah.
As they should be. I like letters.
Yeah, the number doesn't make it. But I feel,
first,
I feel...
We like letters.
I feel so bad for them because they haven't had like 6-7 months of like school, like proper school. They've had to do it themselves and then they've just been sent into an exam and... I do genuinely feel for the students who've had to take exams.
Yeah.
At the very least, they should kind of, when determining the grade, they should apply, is it like extenuating circumstances?
They are, I think they may adjust, they're adjusting the content and I'm sure the mark schemes
I think
grade boundaries
some exam boards have
end,
taken
because,
content
yeah.
down, but
I
don't
think,
quote me on that.
Yeah. Usually
I,
the grade
yeah.
boundaries will be adjusted comparing to what students
yeah.
get.
It would be poor if they just left it as it was, in my opinion.
Stuff will be changed and this Wales thing could set an interesting precedent for the rest of the UK and qualification bodies in it to follow.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, the word of the year... from the Collins Dictionary. Anyone like to hazard a guess?
I don't know. Is it Donald Trump? No,
no,
it's not.
That's two words, Archie.
Two words, sorry. My this is why we prefer letters than numbers. We don't have to count. Says the person doing maths A-level.
Anyone at home like to have a guess?
Yep, you can't call us in, or and this is not live, but still guess.
The word is lockdown.
Hey!
Yay. Whoa! Yay. What does lockdown mean? This is from BBC News Round.
I wonder. Tell us.
A lockdown in a building, nobody is allowed to enter or leave because of dangerous situations. A more 2020 definition, if there is a lockdown, people must stay at home unless they need to go out for certain reasons, such as going to work, buying food,
or having fun,
or taking exercise.
See, I think
I thought that did say talking exercise.
No, sorry, I said having fun. That I meant you're not allowed to have fun if you're in lockdown.
Yeah.
I'm so glad this is the word of
2020
of 2020, because it really fills me with surety that something as simple as this word could not be misunderstood or. You know, so people will just be following lockdown. I'm sure there's nobody out there who is putting other people at risk by breaking lockdown.
And
I'm sure that's
in
not happening.
I'm sorry, Sam. I hate to disappoint. It is happening, and we as Prince Babel collectively condemn any action to put kind of the community at risk and breaking those lockdown rules which are in place.
Speak for yourself, Archie. I'm gonna go.
To the shop.
To the shop.
And stick by coronavirus guidelines, such as social distancing, which we are actually practicing in the studio today just for a bit of fun.
Yeah. And don't...
Not because Sam smells.
Not because me, I smell, no.
I do want to address this, Archie.
Yeah, why have you?
I don't know. I just put my laptop down here. I thought this is just a nice place to sit.
Well, can we just to put it into context, I sat down at like guest one slot and Archie just. Like, the chair's even been moved. So, it's like he's severed the tie.
He has moved the chair, because I put my chair... I put my chair on a coat. I put my coat on a chair.
Prisha was wearing a chair, and she put it on a coat.
It was a wet coat, so I didn't want to sit on that chair, and I just sat here.
Yeah, but why did you move it?
It's okay, it's fine.
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
I don't care, because I'm not sat on it.
It's obviously because he just doesn't want to be near us, because we smell.
Yeah. Masculinity is just inferior to his.
I'm avoiding being infected by the socialism vaccine.
Socialism, the socialist virus. I say, if you come at me with one of those socialist vaccines, I'm gonna rage. good words, Archie. That's a good message.
There is some other happy news, which I think... Well, Brisha wants to bring up. I was a celebrity, but I think she's...
I can't be bothered
what
now.
What was about that, Brisha?
I've forgotten.
I don't follow it, but I know it's happening in Wales.
I've closed
this year,
the tab.
Because closed the tab.
I closed the tab, because I thought you were going to... Oh, my God, there's a BBC News article here. I'll talk about this.
Brisha, just make it up.
Make it up? No one actually watches...
Is an Irish accent the hardest to master?
Who knows? Is there anything else in the kind of news that we want to talk about? Has anyone seen any fun articles? Just personally? No, is an acceptable answer.
Archie, do you want to talk about the steak?
Oh, sorry. This was on... it was shared to me on Lab Bible. Obviously a very reliable... It actually does tend to be reliable, but it's quite wacky news out there.
Yeah.
And I'm a vegetarian, but even I think this is just outrageous.
Disgusting.
Simply outrageous, and I'm just, you know, shocked. It's a very sacrilegious move to make. Someone tried to cook steak using a toaster. No, you did hear that right. They tried to cook steak using a toaster.
Well, to be fair, I think that, I mean, I'm sure there are some good aspects to
cooking. The good aspect is that it ruins the steak and they shouldn't eat steak anyway.
Silver lining.
But it's just, why on earth would you cook it in a toaster of all things? A toaster is very clearly for making toast. It's in the name. It's a toaster.
Yeah. Toasty.
Toasting steak.
What about a bagler?
When do you have steak, Sam? Do you like toast? I do have the occasional steak.
Archie, just a random question. Are you vegetarian? Just like, because you're not like other girls.
I just said that.
No, but like, are you just because you want to be, or like?
I imagine it's for,
yes.
If I had to guess, because he wants to be, and also environmental issues.
Yes, I am an environmentalist, so.
This is just a random question. Do you drink milk? Because I know some...
I don't drink milk, no, actually. I have oat milk in my tea. But I do eat cheese.
Oh, okay.
So I can't get away from a good block of like, Stilton's lovely.
This is something that I've noticed from work is that the Isle of Man Creamery have put their prices up by 10p.
I don't like Isle of Man Creamery cheese. Roquefort cheese is lovely.
She's got beef and cheese.
Camembert is another lovely one, and Comté.
This is not what this podcast is about, and you will not make this a cheese podcast.
This is now a cheese podcast. It has been overthrown by a coup d'etat.
Yeah, no, listen, if I can't talk about history, you can't talk about cheese.
Sam, what happened this week in your life?
In my life?
Yeah, my life.
In my life.
It's my
only good things, only happy times and lovely memories. No, it's actually been a really good week.
Yeah, jeez.
Has it not? Have we just got some bad news?
No, I'm just laughing at
me.
My week.
Yes.
it's been alright. I've had a good time.
I've had a good time. My screen time was up by like 50% because I was on CNN all of last week.
Unfortunately, we can't attribute this to being in lockdown because...
No, it's because I was looking at the election results.
Very important. Also, she's doing PolitiBabble research. Totally signed off.
On the... On that note of like people watching CNN a lot, obviously we were all very invested in the US election, and my friend Joe and I, we stayed up for most of the night to watch it. Ages watching it, and then it didn't get called.
This was on the Tuesday.
Days went past.
70, Joe 90 did. Hours.
Joe literally kept spent... having it.
He would be on when he fell asleep, which he wouldn't do for. And then finally, he had to go to work. And as soon as he got to work, they called it. And Joe, if you're listening to this, I'm deeply sorry.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Shame. If you're not, well, listen, that's really hurtful, man.
Yeah. I must say, I'm not a fan of CNN. I'm not a fan of most of the UN I have US to say, networks. They're just all biased.
They're so biased.
They are quite
good
biased.
Old Financial Times newspaper or the BBC, the British Broadcasting
The BBC,
Corporation.
I will say, though, it was quite delayed with when they were calling the election. Like, CNN would say, you know...
CNN, it was done through Reuters, BBC. I think CNN might be more associated with press, not sure. But they all had different ways of calling it.
Yeah.
It was a bit confusing.
But BBC should be otherwise known, not the British Broadcasting Corporation, but the best broadcasting corporation.
I guess what we'd take away from that is BBC means different things to different people.
Samuel?
It does.
It's the best broadcasting corporation.
The breast?
The best.
Pardon?
Best.
Anyway.
Best.
But
B-E-S-T.
Yeah, obviously the BBC does have certain biases as well. But I'd say they probably run more with the individuals than institutionally. Whereas someone like CNN.
The most neutral news network I found, the Financial Times is just after that for me.
Is that the yellow newspaper?
It is cream.
It's
It's a really good newspaper, I must say. I do
it's
recommend
very big.
It to anyone out there.
It's broadsheet?
Broadsheet, yes. Broadsheet.
Anyone would think I take A-level media.
I like a good broadsheet newspaper. Very good.
Yeah, no, it's true. Okay. Anything else we want to wrap off on? Oh, Archie, your week. How's
my
your week been?
Yeah, it's been
cracking.
Fine.
It's been quite well.
Been a bit hectic. I've been out for a few runs. Unfortunately, not this morning. I managed to sleep through my alarm.
Disgusting.
I know, it's awful of me. But yeah, it's been quite a good week. I've been doing a lot of research for the Student Fair campaign. But DOI, the Department of Infrastructure here, is still neglecting to send me information they had said they would send 2 weeks ago.
Shall we plug the DOI and get people
to... Yes, DOI, if you're listening, which
is
you should
that,
be.
Tim Baker.
You should be sending information to a campaign which is trying to make a proposal for you. And in order to make that proposal, we need data. We need the data which isn't publicly published.
That being said, if you wish to come on PolitiBabble and discuss why you're not responding, that's of course, you know, there could be a perfectly valid reason. We don't
know. Like, you've put Archie's emails in the spam folder, which I completely understand.
I can relate to. That's, correct.
Don't worry, I added yours to my spam list long before.
Okay.
Power move, I
power.
Guess.
Yes.
Great. Tim,
what do you guys think of our new music?
I quite like it. I don't know what the listeners think. Let us know.
Let us know, guys. Let us know. I'll ask our producer, Philip.
Intern,
my apologies.
Coffee maker.
I mean, I think Harry would make quite a good music consultant.
Oh,
he could make us something.
What's his degree again?
Music and sound production.
Yeah, wow.
Could he make a good music...
Oh, Sam. Sam, you do make me giggle sometimes.
Yes. I can't remember. Now I've forgotten our theme tune again. Crikey.
Yep, that's it. Why don't we play it and find out?
Yes. Oh.
Well, that does the subtle cue there, Brisha.
But the good thing is, you just picked on it so silently. You've done, I think, a really good job here.
Let me turn it off.
Thank you. The first time we started recording today, Sam managed to blast his ears out because the volume on his headphones.
Yeah, for some reason, the deaf right person who was in here before, I'd put the volume of my headphones onto max and it almost killed me. But I'm okay. Bleeding slightly from the ears.
He's all right now.
I've recovered.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We hope you liked it. As you can tell, this has been a mildly goofy episode.
And join us next week for a breaking down and another newscast.
Yeah. Hugs and kisses. Hope you have a wonderful time.
You've been politababbled.